Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We got Simon from White Salt. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? You're fine?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
I'll get you slightly closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, okay. I'm very well, thank you. Just come from Quar Abbey and had a rather delicious lunch there after dropping off some salt.
We don't get very far in the show without talking about food now, do we, Josie?
No,
we don't. No. Quar Abbey's nice. It's nice and peaceful up there, isn't it?
It's absolutely lovely, absolutely wonderful, and they do some really good stuff for lunch. As you say, it's peaceful, quiet, and you've just got that tonguing of the bell, haven't you, once an hour, which is, again, gorgeous.
One of the Isle of Wight's hidden secrets, I think, Quar Abbey. It is a tourist attraction in its own right, but...
It's understated.
It's understated.
Way,
but we weren't here to talk about Quar Abbey, we're here to talk about salt, and in particular, white salt. I have to say, Simon is wearing white wellies. I've never seen white wellies in my life before. What do you think of those, then, Josie? The white wellies that Simon's got on.
I've got here.
Oh, they're so attractive, lovely.
Well, you're going to get some of those, are you now?
Oh, I could maybe on my birthday.
Linda, if you're listening, Josie wants a white wellies for her birthday. Anyway, White Salt, you're based in Ventnor.
Yes.
And so you do what you say on the tin. So tell us about how did it all start?
Well, how it started, really. I moved back to the island from Somerset. And from a teaching profession, I thought I'd set up some private teaching things. And I actually saw a programme on sea salt. And I come from a farming background. So I looked at it and I thought, why isn't anyone doing this on the Isle of Wight? Why haven't we got our own sea salt? And I looked around and there's all sorts of salt companies, obviously Maldon and Cornish and several others all out the UK. And I thought, why isn't anyone doing this? So I had a go. I decided to start making my own sea salt, which initially comprised of boiling it in saucepans, which I didn't get very far with, a huge amount of energy. And at the time, you know, I was living with my mother and she went up the wall. you can't use my kitchen for that 24/7. But if we wind on a little bit, what I decided to do was actually evaporate the seawater underneath polytunnels because it's got a greenhouse feeling there. You know,
yes,
when you go to a greenhouse, it's a bit of sun.
And the energy's free.
The energy's free, effectively, yes. So I found a patch of land in Yafford, which I leased, put up a polytunnel, put some tanks in with some liner, food grade liner. And effectively, when you're doing this, you're not creating huge ponds. You're actually putting about an inch of water over surface area of around about 100 feet by 20.
You just don't, a tiny bit. Don't it too deep, otherwise it would never evaporate. You'd be all weak.
You're absolutely right. Law of thermodynamics. You know, in other words, if it's too deep, then the heat never penetrates the bottom. Mm. So it's about an inch wide. And in the summer, the polytunnels get up to about sort of 40, 50 degrees centigrade.
Really, yeah. So unlike plants, you're not too worried if it gets too hot inside.
No, you couldn't welcome it. They would all die in the summer, trust me. They would all die.
Yeah. But you welcome the additional heat in the summer.
Yes, I think the top temperature we've recorded, and that's even with doors open at the far ends, is 59 degrees centigrade. And literally I was in there for about 3 or 4 seconds and no, maybe don't go in there.
So then eventually you end up with just the salt
just
on the bottom.
Just the salt. So the sea salt was transported from Wheelers Bay in tubs to Yafford, and then it's put into two quite high sort of 1,000-litre drums, and then it's gravity fed through a pipe into the underlying tanks, about an inch deep, and about a week's time in a hot summer, it's around about 70 to 80 kilos of salt.
Right, and it is just salt, there's nothing else in the water?
Nothing else, it's all been filtered very finely, nothing else in there, and it's a case of sweeping it up with rubber squeegees, sort of almost like window cleaning kit, and then put into tubs, then it's dried further in dehydrators, so that it's all the moisture's got out, and it's nice to sort of like crumble under your fingers into your fish and chips, or whatever you're using it for, and then put into jars.
So what is the advantages of sea salt over traditional salt, if I can call it that?
Well, traditional salt, you see, the thing is, it's dug out of the mines in Cheshire. There used to be a thriving sea salt industry, particularly around this area, and I've got it on my website, www.whitesalt.co.uk, where salt throughout the ages was a very, very finely fought battle in terms of taxation and all sorts of things like that, because you literally couldn't get salt anywhere other than the sea. But when they discovered they could dig for it, it became a much more plentiful source. So what people have done with salt, for example, your normal table salt, is put anti-caking agent in it. Now that makes it run freely, and it stops it from attracting moisture and clogging up. But of course, it's not the healthiest option because you've got other chemicals in there. If you've got sea salt, which is pure, you have the salt and nothing else. Obviously, don't have too much, and if you had none, you'd be in serious trouble as well.
Yes.
It's like the engine oil. And if you can imagine, salt is like the oil in your internal engine. It keeps everything functioning. It keeps all your sinuses and your nerve endings and everything else. The whole thing is oiled. So you can't have no salt at all, but it's best to have sea salt.
Okay. So, and your product is absolutely pure. And
yep.
In your opinion, I know you're going to say yes, does it taste better when it's used than what I'd call mined salt, then, for want of a better word?
It certainly does, quite objectively. A lot of people have said that, because the thing is, mined salt is then immediately put through a process where it's robbed of all the essential minerals. So it just becomes sodium chloride and nothing else. So that doesn't have a flavour or taste. It's just a sharpness. Sea salt has a flavour to it, actually, and I didn't realise this until I got into it, because why would you? So that essential flavour, just put a tiny bit on your tongue of sea salt, hopefully white salt, and you will actually start to taste a slightly sweet flavour, which sounds bizarre, but there you go. That shows the complexity of salt.
Okay. Interesting stuff. So this is genuinely a local product,
yes,
because it's come from the sea. Okay, I'm not going to get into an argument whether the sea's local or not, because it flows around the world, but it's from Wheeler's Bay, so that counts.
Absolutely.
And where can people get it, then?
Well, you can get it online, obviously, to start with, which is on www.whitesalt.co.uk. We've got a number of products there. We've got the sea salt. We've also got lemon lime and chilli seasoning sprays, which are exactly as it says, freshly squeezed lemon juice, lime juice and essential oil of chilli, along with sea salt dissolved in there, so it keeps that solution. And you can spray that on food and chicken and veggies and whatever you want.
Right.
So we've got all of that. But other places, for example, like the Garlic Farm, Quarr Abbey, Brittlesford Farm, all over the island, the Ferries stock it, we've got Tatnall Farm, all the usual sort of places you'd expect, plus a number of other farms in Knighton, for example, the local stores there as well. So it's all over the island, and that's on the website as well.
Okay, and you provide it to restaurants, so some restaurants will use it?
Absolutely. Basically, it's going out to, let me think, Smoking Lobster have some. We've got the White Lion at Knighton are looking to have some soon. Basically, I've got, Quarr Abbey as well. That's a growing market, because obviously I'm looking at upping and scaling up how much salt I can produce, because it's all about natural evaporation of the sunlight.
Yes.
So I built a second tier in the tunnel so that I can produce half again, and there's plans for expansion as well, so I can start providing the island on a wholesale basis to all the restaurants as well as more retail.
Okay. And are you looking to expand to off-island sales? I mean, you probably do already on your
a
website.
A little bit, yes. Actually, yes, I am looking to expand to off-island sales. What I have to be careful of is, because I'm small batch, is prioritising, obviously, the jars of salt just for individual consumption, but the wholesale business is growing.
Now, can I ask you, is that a jar of salt you've got on the table?
That's a jar of salt I've got on the table.
Is that cute, Josie? A cute little jar of salt?
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah, this is the mini one. So it's a 35-gram little mini salt. I like to call it the handbag salt. In fact, one of my friends, lady friends, actually said it should be a handbag salt. So you can take it anywhere you want. You don't have to use other people's salt.
Yeah, just look at it. It's got quite large crystals, haven't they?
They're a varied. They're not. Yeah, exactly. I've decided.
It's not powder like your table salt. This is well, I'd call this the sort of salt that you'd find in a posh restaurant.
You certainly would.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's actually left exactly how I find it in the polytunnels when all the water's evaporated. So I've kept it very pure.
Yeah.
So you can grind it if you want. There's absolutely no reason.
Yeah,
to
that would go in. We've got salt grinders. So
yeah.
How middle class is that? But we've got salt grinders at home that you turn.
Yes,
and
yes.
That would go in there perfectly adequately.
Absolutely. You can pinch it. It won't break your fingers or anything like that. It's
no. So the old way of dishing out salt, I don't know if Josie knows this, people used to have salt bowls. Little glass ones, generally, and they put salt in it, and you just sprinkle some. Or use. I remember my mother's father using a knife. He just had a little tip of it, and he would just sprinkle it on his.
Well, Cantina do it. I mean, Cantina in Ventnor, they have larger jars, there's a 100 gram size and there's the 35 gram size. And so they keep the jars out so people can take a bit with a spoon, and obviously some of the restaurants retail it, like Cantinas does as well.
Excellent. So, but are you a one-man band?
I am a one-man band, but I sort of sub out work here and there, because as the business is growing, it's not enough to be able to employ someone full-time or part-time.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, oh, no, not yet, but not far off, actually, to be on a transition basis at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, I know it's hard work, but businesses always are.
Yeah.
But you're getting to know your customers personally.
Yes.
Which is always a good thing.
Well, exactly. I mean, we started mid-2018. I did. My best mate, Lawn Gardner, who's basically, I've known him since I was about 18. He helps out from time to time as well. And he's an amazing sort of mentor as well within the whole thing, because he's good at structure, which is something that I can be good at and sometimes I can't. But effectively started 2018. Then it started to really gain some traction in 2019. We all know what happened in 2020.
Yeah, the world, don't push the pause button on the world forever.
Absolutely. And then 2021 started emerging more and actually finished very strongly. Started, you know, sort of gain traction again. Early part of this year, so I'm expecting 2022 to be very, very good.
Well, I hope it is for you. I mean,
thank you.
We will certainly search that out. We've got some various shops around our way that will know that. So, well, I don't live that far from Tattnall Farm, to be honest.
No, absolutely. No.
So if you pop up there and see it, that's really good.
I'm pleased
we've got a local salt producer. I know they used to produce it up at Newtown, didn't they, years ago?
They did. I've got a section on the website which talks about, it's got a timeline right through from pretty much 1200 up till now.
Mm.
And there were something like about 150 salt pans, as they called them then, all through Lymington, the Spit, Pennington, right the way through to Southampton, and then also on the island from around about sort of Yarmouth through to Ryde and Seaview, which of course has the Sultans, a series of cottages in Seaview, which were originally for labourers. And it's interesting, it was that side, and they were the biggest producer of salt in the UK, all of that side, plus along Lymington, Pennington, because the Isle of Wight protected the mainland from all the storms that came in. So you wouldn't think of having salt producers the Ventnor side then, because obviously the storms that came along would smash all the infrastructure.
But slight problem pops into my head, because they probably didn't filter the water in those days.
They probably didn't filter the water. Yeah, exactly. It was very, very much the fact we need salt any means.
Yes. Well, it was. I mean, I'm going to have to move on in a second.
Fine.
But just the point. Do you know? Have you ever heard the term getting a salary?
No,
if you get paid, you get paid a salary.
Uh-huh.
And that comes from they used to pay Roman soldiers in salt.
They did. That man's worth is salt as well.
The man's worth is salt. Yeah. And because it was a very, very rare commodity and worth a lot of money.
Well, the further inland you went, the scarcity went up. So, of course, if you've got, as soon as you go a mile inland, well, you're a mile from a source of salt, because there was no mines. So 10 miles was another 10 miles from the source of salt. So
you got paid a salary, you see. So that's another word for salt. Thank you very much for coming in, Simon.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for talking about your salt. We will come back to you again about this at some point in the not too distant future. I nearly said New Year then, completely forgetting we're already in 2022. But I hope your business goes well.
Thank you.
And I've got a feeling it's quite a lot of backbreaking work that, but it's
very rewarding.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.